Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. With me in the studio is Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Bedell. And again, for the second hour, joining us is our special guest, Dr. Anne Louise Gittleman. And we've been talking to Dr. Gittleman about probiotics and her Fat Flush series of books, which are available at Wilner Chemists. And we had one caller. That was really wonderful, Dr. Gittleman, Lynn calling and telling us how good she felt and how successful her results were following your plan. And again, I was very happy to hear that, and certainly happy to hear how not only are you using it as an opportunity to help people lose weight, but get a little healthier perhaps.
Yes, and I have to just say one thing to our caller, Joe. I think the comments in reference to the probiotic use with somebody that was undergoing both chemotherapy and radiation was very, very well thought out and well-rounded. But I think, Sam, you mentioned something that's well worth the caller to investigate, and that is it's the role of glutamine, which has been shown to help heal and support the intestinal tract to help combat these side effects of chemotherapy and radiation treatment for cancer. And I would like to suggest a book that I'm sure Wilner Chemist carries for our caller, and I hope that he's still listening. It's a book that I know that you're familiar with called The Ultimate Nutrient Glutamine, The Essential Non-Essential Amino Acid. It was written by an MD who is actually also an RD, Judy Shabert, S-H-A-B-E-R-T. And it's exceedingly, exceedingly well documented, well supported by double-blind placebo-controlled studies. And it talks about the role of glutamine in the immune system, and very specifically for individuals that are undergoing both radiation and chemotherapy treatment. So I just really needed to mention that, because following chemotherapy, the GI barrier, which depends on the immune cells that are located there, can become leaky, and that allows bacteria to get into the bloodstream and create problems. So glutamine may be the answer rather than the probiotic. So I just needed to let you know that, and I think Dr. Podell's contribution there is very well taken. So glutamine, Joe, if you're out there, please do some research. I'm sure it's all over the internet, but glutamine may be acceptable in this particular case.
Well, thanks so much for that, Dr. Gittleman. Hopefully Joe is listening and
I hope so.
Take your advice.
I hope
all right. If you have a question for us or Dr. Gittleman about probiotics, we're here talking specifically about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, a very probiotics 12 plus, a very unique live culture bacteria. I guess I like the idea of calling it a whole food probiotic. I think that's somewhat accurate. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710 if you've got questions for us. And, of course, we had some people waiting to ask us some questions. So let's get right back to the phones. What do you say, Don, guys?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Pat, you've been waiting to ask us a question, and here's your chance again. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. My question is about probiotics,
right,
helping the digestive system. I am taking Gyrodophilus for the intestinal and immune health, but I don't know that that's enough. I wonder if something else would be recommended to me.
Well, I mean, I guess the question is, do you feel a difference? Does you feel like it's helping you, or do you think it's not doing the job, and do you want to try something else?
Yes, that's what I'm calling. It's really helping me.
We have Dr. Gittleman here, who's really a big fan of the Dr. O'Hara's products. Perhaps you can talk to Pat about this.
Okay.
Pat, hi. It sounds like you're taking a good probiotic. The one that we're talking about is called Probiotics 12 Plus because not only does it have 12 strains of very important intestinal bacteria, but it also has something very unusual that I've never found in any other probiotic, which is four organic acids, which really helps to maintain the acidic environment in the gut, and it destroys pathogenic invaders, strengthens the autoimmune system, and also ensures what we call the adhesion factor in the gut. And for me, this has made all the difference with people that suffer from digestive ills. You don't even have to take it whole and swallow it as a supplement. If you're having heartburn, GERD, or any other kind of digestive ills, you can chew it right when you're eating, and it acts as a natural digestive aid. So for that reason, I think it's got a lot of wonderful uses, and it travels well. It doesn't need any refrigeration. So
that's a good thing to mention.
So what was the name of that product?
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. And that you have it at Wilner's, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, well, I order everything from Wilner's. How do you spell that, Dr. O'Hara?
O-H-H-I-R-A.
Well, I'll definitely give a call and try that one, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know, gentlemen, what a lot of people don't realize is that this can be used as a digestive aid,
right.
And it seems to work wonders. And if you think that, God forbid, you may have encountered some food poisoning in some foods that weren't well cooked or left out too long or they weren't refrigerated properly, whatever, people use this, you know, they use it prophylactically and they use it after the fact. We have found on our cruises that it has helped people to withstand problems with diarrhea, constipation, intermittent diarrhea and constipation,
right.
Bloating gas, and a whole gamut of problems. I just haven't seen anything like it, which is why I think it's the world's best-selling probiotic.
All right, let's get down to dosages. For instance, you've mentioned using it during your weight loss program. You've mentioned using it perhaps with prophylactically. What's the dosage on Dr. O'Hara's?
Well, for people that haven't been on a, you know, well-rounded probiotic, it's about, you do a loading dose, which is about 5 in the morning, 5 at night, on an empty stomach, preferably. And then after that, it's just 1 in the morning and 1 at night. Mm-hmm. And if you forget 1 or 2 days, that's okay.
And how long is the loading phase?
Probably for 5 days to a week.
Okay. Very good. Okay, and so I guess if you had on sudden perhaps some food poisoning, just take about 5 at that day and then maybe another 5, something like that?
We've had people, believe it or not, that will chew them and they have taken 5 every 2 hours until symptoms abate. Yeah. I mean, there was a situation that I wrote about in one of my books where a gal had eaten some tainted peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And remembered what I had said about Dr. O'Hara's being really good, you know, against Salmonella, E. coli,
right.
and whatnot, and kept eating it, you know, every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And she woke up in the morning, no more pains, no more bloody diarrhea, whatever her symptoms were, they seemed to go away. So this is real strong. It really colonizes very quickly, and I think it's because of the organic acids, which is an unusual feature, to say the least.
I think we should get a little more information about the organic acid, but I have a personal question, or at least a friend of ours has an infant. Can you give Dr. O'Hara's to infants?
You can. What you have to do is just wash your hands very well.
Right.
And I would pop one of the little enterocoated capsules and put maybe an eighth of the capsule on your finger and have the infant suck it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, let's get back to the phones. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. You're listening to the Wilner Window, and Nadine, you're back on the phone. And what's your question today, Nadine?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. In terms of my question, I'd like to know when the best time of day would be to take it.
Okay, that's a good question. Well, Dr. Gittleman, you mentioned if someone wanted to start, let's say, encouraging the culture of friendly bacteria in their gut, 5 a day, so that'd be in the morning, in the afternoon, or evening?
I think upon arising, specifically if you've had a bout of any problem, you know, or if you've had a course of antibiotics, you really want to get it in there so it doesn't act as a digestive aid. You want to get it in there and go directly to the gut. On an empty stomach, Nadine, I'd get up in the morning, maybe a couple glasses of hot water and lemon, a la the Fat Flush plan, and take your probiotics with it, and then before you go to bed at night.
Okay, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Nadine. All right, Jack, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Jack?
Hi, thank you. I have very bad fungal infection on my nails, both hands. And I've seen four doctors, and they haven't been able to find anything in my blood samples, in my stools. And I picked up the tea tree oil from you, Thursday plantation, and that didn't work. I don't know what to do. It's just ruining the quality of my life.
Yeah, Dr. Gittleman, now this is a problem. We also have customers who have this problem, and it can be very stubborn to treat it. And I see Dr. Podell wants to chime in.
Well, I don't understand. You've already taken the medications?
Yeah, like I said, an endocrinologist, a dermatologist, a urologist. And an internist, and they can't even find anything in my blood or my stools. They don't know why this is happening, but it's getting worse.
Okay. Did they treat it with medication?
They gave me a lot of topical medications, and none of them worked.
Okay. I mean, normally the standard thing that's done in conventional medicine is to give a systemic medication. See, the problem with the nails, you can put something on top of the nails, but it doesn't get absorbed real well. I mean, nail is just not something that you absorb things. It isn't like skin. And the blood circulation is real poor in there. It's hard to get things in general, and it's a very difficult problem. But the standard medical therapy is oral drugs. And you have to take them for like 6 months or so very often. And so you may not want to do that, but you really haven't had the maximum standard therapy. Now, whether there's something beyond tea tree oil, which certainly does work sometimes, I'm not aware of anything that's real effective for that.
Well, Dr. Gittleman?
Can I ask you a few questions to our caller? What are you eating? Just give me just a general idea of what you're eating.
Well, I eat a lot of high-fiber fruits and vegetables, eggs and fish, no sugar, and I drink a lot of water and, a very simple diet.
So what kind of fruit are you eating a day? Give me an example of how much fruit you're eating.
Well, I eat a lot of red grapefruit and apples and berries, things like that.
So can I give you a little tip?
Right.
This is what I would suggest that you do. I would suggest, because this has been a long-standing situation, I would suggest for the next 3 weeks, we're only talking 3 weeks, you remove every piece of fruit from your diet.
Right.
So that you're not feeding anything that's there that obviously they're not detecting or whatever. But that's the first thing I would do. I always find that with long-standing fungal infections, yeast infections, whether it's females, males, or whomever, we always have a problem with sugar, even in natural sugars that you're getting in your fruits. So you got to reduce that. Do it for 3 weeks and see what happens. And I would continue using the tea tree oil if you start playing with your diet a little bit.
All right, because it really burns. It keeps me up at night.
Which burns?
The tea tree oil?
Yeah, when I put it on, it just inflames and I can't sleep.
Well, then forget about the tea tree oil for the time being and just do something dietarily, because something's going on internally that's providing a medium that is allowing this to proliferate on the outside of your body.
Yep.
So we got to kill it. We got to starve it. And you just do without fruit. If you can do that for us and get back to the Wilner window, that would be so helpful. You may be helping a lot of other people.
All right. The doctor here should be able to help me, you think?
I think it could help a lot. I'd like you to do this in conjunction with the diet, however.
The only thing I could think, I was swimming in a pool with a lot of chlorine, and this is when it all started. I stopped swimming, and I still can't get rid of it, but I never had this until I was swimming in the pool with chlorine.
Well, that's interesting, because I do think sometimes people who are in pools a lot with chlorine, they sometimes get certain problems like this. So there may be a connection there, Jack, but I don't know if anyone adds anything,
because
we are going to need to take a break here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the only question I would ask, I get the feeling, has it been diagnosed medically as a fungal infection?
They did a sample and they sent it to the lab.
Yeah. Has it been diagnosed as a fungal infection?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I guess we're all sort of pondering perhaps what you could do. If you, perhaps, Jack, you want to stay on, and perhaps if we can come up with another something to add to our answers, hang on, because we do have to take a short break here. Okay, the number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710 if you've got questions for us about our subject, probiotics, and Dr. Gittleman. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with Dr. Gittleman after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Sam Forbes, and, you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices that you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our everyday 20% discounts, here are some current sales specials. We've got Source Naturals, the full line at 35% off list, selected Solgar products at 40% off list, American Health Enzymatic Therapy, Nature's Way Quality of Life, and Sprung Janssen 30% off the full lines. And there's more.
Well, what is that more? Well, how do you find out? You just go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you click on the On Sale tab. That'll give you a full listing of all the things that are on sale. While you're there, you can also sign up for our newsletter or request a free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog if you prefer. The number is 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and your address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, best yet, visit us live at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. Don't visit us dead.
Right.
In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're there on our website, www.wilner.com. By the way, be sure to check out all of the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows, and you can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll resume taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And while we're talking about Solgar, I want to tell you that Solgar's vitamin D3, vitamin C, and glucosamine chondroitin products are all on sale at 40% off list price.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We were talking to Jack, and I'm not sure if there's anything else we could tell Jack, but Dr. Gittleman, I mean, there are people who have, let's say, systemic or at least yeast conditions where they take things like caprylic acid and nuts and such. Would that be useful for Jack?
Would, but you know something, I had some time when we had our break to really think about this a little bit. I still stand by the fruit situation. I think that our caller may be, Jack, I think you're eating too much fruit. That's number one. Okay, it feeds yeast, it feeds fungus, and if this has been diagnosed as a fungal infection, you've got something that's systemic. I don't know how they're testing you, but I can just tell you that that's what's going on. One thing I'd like to put out there, and that is that oftentimes the yeast overgrowth certainly can be caused by a variety of factors, but one of the most overlooked is the copper overload situation. And a lot of times people that are troubled by a fungal infection that simply won't go away no matter what you do have high levels of this particular mineral stored in their tissues. And when it's bioavailable, it's a great antifungal. But when it's not available, then you can suffer from fungal or yeast infections. So one of the ways that I think we could help you a great deal, and I don't know if this is something that you at the Wilner Window can provide, but I think that we need to do some kind of blood test or tissue mineral analysis to assess what Jack's copper-zinc ratio is. This is huge. I see it with my clients because I've been doing a tissue mineral analysis or hair analysis for over 20 years. If, in fact, there's something going on with his copper, then the need for more zinc is going to come into play, and also what we're going to need to do is be able to reduce that with nutrients like molybdenum or more magnesium or vitamin C, but I think just another diagnostic tool might be in order for Jack.
Now, that's very interesting, Dr. Gittleman, and one of the things that I thought of when I heard about him swimming in the pool was, well, when you do a lot of swimming, there's a lot of copper in the water that usually they use a regular water, a city water, whatever, in pools, and you could definitely absorb some copper through there. So that's a that's a possibility. But
I think you got to look in areas that he hasn't looked in to get rid of this situation. Right. And how does that sound to you, Jack?
That's okay. I've been using OptiZinc, which has copper and zinc in it from Source Naturals.
Right, so you may want to get one without copper.
I would look at everything you're taking and go copper free.
All right. We got to take a break there. Thanks for the call, Jack, and good luck, okay? All right, it's time for another quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, it's time for WOR Traffic. And as you try to get across the Hudson River right now, we're still not seeing any backups for you. GW Bridge, Lincoln Holland Tunnels, all in good shape over on the Cross Bronx Expressway westbound side, heading in towards 3rd Avenue. Looks like things have been moved off to the shoulder as far as a crash. Still delays go back to the Bronx River Parkway because of earlier pothole repairs, and it looks like they're still out there just past 3rd Avenue, so anticipate a tight ride for yourself. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, BQE, Gowanus, northbound side between the Belt Merge and the BQE split, you've got some company there. Lenox Avenue, southbound side between 145th and 143rd Street still closed due to a building collapse. And if you're traveling on the Palisades, you've got ongoing snow removal between the GW Bridge right on up in towards Rockland County. Now, traveling through Rockland and Westchester counties, not a lot going on, although you do have delays in Yorktown, 129 between Underhill Avenue and East Mount Airy Road remains.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org. The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Wilner Window. Along with me here in the studio is Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and we also have with us our special guest, Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, and we're talking about probiotics, weight loss, and all the things that probiotics can do for you. Let's get back to the phone, and let's talk to Lucy. You're live on The Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Lucy?
Yes, I have two conditions. I have H. pylori and acid reflux, and I'm about 20 pounds overweight. I don't know if I would like to know if that probiotics 12 plus would be a good thing for me.
Well, it sounds like it would, Dr. Gittleman. The probiotics have been shown to be helpful in H. pylori. What do you think? And acid reflux as well. What do you think, Dr. Gittleman?
I think this will be helpful. And there was a study that was done with this product, I think at the University of Australia, in reference to H. pylori a while back. So I would absolutely give it a try, no question about it.
Okay, so would you do your usual five, starting five twice a day?
Yeah, I would do that as a loading dose for Lucy, and then I would use one in the morning, one at night, and for her, definitely on an empty stomach.
Okay, Dr. Podell.
Yeah, well, I have a question, actually, for Dr. Gittleman. When I use various forms of lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, occasionally, if we start at too high a dose, the people get the gas and diarrhea and such, and we have to build up slowly. But Dr. O'Hara's formula is a very high-dose formula. So do you run into problems with the toleration when you start off with, say, five?
Sometimes there's a little more rumbling. Sometimes there's a little more gas and bloating, and that usually lasts for sometimes 3 to 4 days. But with most people, they can tolerate the colony-forming units very, very much with this particular product because it is not as high in the CFUs as other products on the market, but they seem to be absorbed better, I think, because of those organic acids.
You know, you did mention that a number of times. Could you tell us a little bit more about the organic acids?
Well, the reason I like them so much is because the research that was done on the product showed that the addition of four particular organic acids is very helpful in terms of allowing the product to be utilized. In other words, it allows the probiotics to live happily ever after in the gut because they actually adhere to the intestinal walls and they're not just going through the system and translocating elsewhere. So I think this is important. I think this is just as important as the probiotic strains, quite frankly.
And in terms of reflux, not everyone has reflux, has H. pylori, so we would encourage the use of Dr. O'Hara's 12, the probiotic 12 plus for H. pylori, but will it help with acid reflux?
It's been found to help with acid reflux as well.
Okay. All right, Lucy. And, of course, Don, we always recommend things like DGL. It's been shown, I think, pretty convincingly that it helps relieve a lot of discomfort from acid reflux. So, Lucy, there's something called DGL licorice. You take one or two chewable tablets 2-3 times a day. That should help as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
You know, Dr. Gittleman, if someone, obviously, you know, Dr. Podell often talks about the, you know, regimens of antibiotics used for, let's say, something like H. pylori. But if someone is taking an antibiotic for any reason, can they incorporate the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you know, during the time of or course of antibiotics, or should they take it away from it at a different time of day, something like that?
Sam, generally speaking, as long as there's a two-hour window, the Wilner's window.
That's what I would say.
Or 2 hours
out. That's why we love having you as a guest.
Yeah.
Well, and this is going to have to be my last answer because
okay.
I've got another interview coming up, which I conveniently forgot about because you guys are my favorite.
Thank you.
So I'm going to have to run in just a minute, but it's 2 hours before or 2 hours after.
Okay.
And yes, most physicians now do recommend that a probiotic, those enlightened physicians do recommend a probiotic be taken in conjunction with a course of antibiotics. And then I would say, as long as you're following that particular protocol to our
hours before and 2 hours after, that you continue with a probiotic, you know, for a good 3 to 4 months thereafter. It takes a while to really rebuild the intestinal flora and the balance of the good and bad pathogens.
What about people who have gluten intolerance? Is there any issue with the probiotic 12 plus?
No, it's gluten free.
And would it be useful for someone with a gluten intolerance?
Very likely it would be.
Okay.
We have found very good, and this is anecdotal,
right,
of course, but we found very good tolerance. People that are vegans, vegetarians, that need something dairy-free, corn-free, yeast-free, soy-free, they seem to do exceedingly well on the product. It's just amazing. I go all over the country lecturing about Fat Flush Plan and Fat Flush, which includes this in its protocol, and the results are pretty extraordinary. So, got a good product there.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure.
It's great to have you. Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman has been with us today at the Wilner Window, and we're so happy that you could join us today, Dr. Gittleman. Make sure you check out her books, The Fat Flush Plans. They are very helpful, as one of our callers had said, it really works. So continue your good work, and thanks so much. Okay, you're listening to The Wilner Window. We're going to be taking your calls. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Elaine. You're live on The Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Elaine?
I'm called by your previous caller with the toenail fungal toe infection.
Sure.
I'd like to suggest oregano oil.
I thought of that, too. Oregano oil is definitely something that one could consider for fungal infections. As a matter of fact, Don, you know, when I looked at some of the early research, I think one of the first pieces of evidence that oregano oil was useful, it was with topical fungal infections or skin infection, fungal infections on the skin. And oregano actually was very, very helpful for that. So thank you for that, Elaine.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You know, we have, that's one of the reasons, you know, in our new Phytotech liquid herbal line, we brought in both the liquid oregano oil. We have a very high quality oregano oil, both in liquid form, and we also have it in those hard gelatin capsules that you can take for internal use as well.
Okay. Thanks for that, Elaine. Okay. Let's go to Martha. You also have a bit of a stomach problem. Is that right, Martha?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have acid reflux.
Right.
And I wanted to talk to Dr. Gittleman, but I do want to ask Dr. Podell if there's anything else that can be used for acid reflux. I do take DGL.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering whether the homeopathic Nux Vomica would be helpful.
It can be. I mean, it's one of those things that depends on the person. Other symptoms. With homeopathy, you choose sort of a variety of symptoms, and choose the remedy that sort of fits best. Nux vomica is useful for that. There's also, if you're interested, Carbo Vegetalis is another homeopathic remedy that's typically good for stomach problems. But Dr. Bedell, I probably have some questions
actually,
for Martha. I'm sure.
No, I have a question for Sam.
Okay.
Which is, some years back, I think Allergy Research was promoting some kind of tree bark product. I forget what the name.
Masticum?
Yeah.
Masticum.
And they're promoting it for the acid reflux.
Right.
Haven't heard much about it of late. What's the story there?
Well, the thing is, people are still using it. Their practitioners are still asking their clients to use the product. Martha, it is something that is available. As a matter of fact, Don, I think there are probably a couple of companies that sort of mixed mastic gum with some other ingredients like DGL. You could certainly take mastic gum with DGL. I think mastic gum can be used by itself or with DGL, and mastic gum can also be used with antibiotic therapy. There might be something very synergistic or helpful about if you are going to now, Martha, did you get this checked out with the gastroenterologist?
Yes, I did.
Do you get a diagnosis of H. pylori or anything like that?
No, I do not have H. pylori.
Okay. You know, I would continue with the DGL. There's also a few other things. There's the zinc carnosine product. A number of companies have this, and this regulates or normalizes stomach cells and helps them behave properly. It's a zinc carnosine formula, Pepsin GI, I think they call it, from Doctor's Best. Jarrow has it as well. Metagenics. All these companies have this product. And there's been studies showing that it normalizes stomach health, actually.
Yeah. Arthur, how much do the acid blocker medicines help you, if at all? Do they help a lot or a little? Or
the DGL?
No. Things like, you know, Zantac or Prilosec and such?
I haven't taken, they recommended Prilosec, but I haven't taken it.
Yeah.
Because there are too many side effects with prescription. And I'm 80 years old, and I sort of rely on my chamomile tea.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had the problem, the reflux problem? How many years?
Reflux? I've only had that for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Right, then that raises a question as to why now?
Well, I think now because lately I was eating a little too much chocolate cake.
Okay.
And, and also, I do drink a Japanese green tea, but it is not decaffeinated. And I wonder whether the caffeine would have an... I don't drink any coffee.
Now, were these two things added a year and a half ago?
Sort of.
I would suggest that you stop drinking the green tea for a little while and see if the symptoms improve. That's the way to... Yeah, there's not a lot of caffeine in green tea, but there is a little bit. And if you have never been... of course, there's also caffeine in chocolate, so you might be kind of doubling up. But anyway, you know, if most of your life you've been caffeine-free and now you've started taking things with caffeine and that coincides with the problem, then, you know... just stop the green tea for a little while and see what happens. You know, if you're 80 years old, there could be other things happening. You know, one of the interesting treatments among some alternative physicians for gastric reflux and such is taking hydrochloric acid supplements. It might sound contradictory, but you know, I've heard some people claim that that is a cure for it, and as you get older, of course, you secrete less hydrochloric acid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe even a digestive enzyme supplement, right, and things of that sort.
But if the digestive enzymes contain protease, would that irritate my...
No. Digestive enzymes contain enzymes that help you digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about the proteins if there are any in a digestive enzyme supplement.
I do take aloe vera. I just started taking aloe vera juice. And I was wondering also whether slippery elm or the marshmallow root.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if I may, Martha, there is a product by Pure Encapsulations. We have it at Wilner Chemists. It's called DGL Plus. It's DGL with plantain extract, marshmallow, slippery elm. It's a very nice combination, very soothing.
So if I call tomorrow and order the probiotic plus, 12 plus.
Right.
And the DGL, it's...
Pure Encapsulations, DGL Plus.
DGL Plus. Well, I thank you very much for your information, and I it's a pleasure to always listen to you every Sunday.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, you're listening to Will in the Window. It's time for a short break. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the difference.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
A major culprit in the battle of the bulge is excess visceral fat, which lines the internal organs in the midsection and is linked to a cluster of risk factors for diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Now, a new natural substance, licorice flavonoid oil, has been shown to modify how the body breaks down and makes fat, particularly visceral or stomach fat, by influencing the expression of genes. In a recent 8-week double-blind placebo-controlled study published in Obesity Research, participants in the high this dose group dropped an average of 4 square inches in the visceral fat area, about the size of a fist, in just 8 weeks by taking the same amount of active ingredient found in one serving of Blue Bonnet's Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil Vegetarian Soft Gels. So, if you're having a war with your waistline, add Blue Bonnet's Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil to your daily regimen of proper diet and exercise to help you better manage your weight, your midsection, and most importantly, your health.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, and before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, Don.
Sam, before we continue, I just want to remind everybody one more time about the upcoming Lunch and Learn Health Symposium that we're going to be holding on May 22. That's a Saturday, the 22nd of May. More details will be coming, but I want you to mark this on your calendar. Make sure you don't schedule anything else. If you did schedule something else, cancel it. Okay, we're going to have a whole list of great speakers about various topics on health and nutrition and supplements over lunch. Again, I don't want to take too much time now, but I just want to give you a heads up. The 22nd of May, it'll be at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, okay?
And of course, you'll be posting reminders and information on our website and, of course, in upcoming Wilner Window shows in the future. And you could probably call the stores to get some more information as we get more details.
We're waiting for the, you know, there'll be a special phone number to call to make the reservations and everything. I don't have the phone number yet, so mm-hmm. That's why I'm kind of leaving it a little bit vague, but hopefully by next Sunday we'll have all the details so you can call and make your reservations and everything. Okay,
sounds great. Okay, let's get back to the phones. John, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, John?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question to you is, what's the news on the implementation of Codex Alimentarius and the regulation of supplements?
Huh. Well, let's see. Don, you usually...
I don't... It's not something I worry very much about. I know that a lot of people do worry a lot about it, but I prefer to take the time on this particular program to educate you folks about supplements and things of that sort and leave the politics out of it. So I'm afraid we really can't shed too much light on that, okay? And that includes this new McCain bill that I hear a lot about. Apparently everybody's all worked up about that as well, and maybe they should be. But again, we don't want to get into that during the show.
Well, do you have a question for us about probiotics, John?
No, that was it. Thank
okay. All right, let's go on to our next.
That took care of that, didn't it? Okay.
I guess so. We have a couple of lines open, folks, so if you want to chime in, we just have a few more minutes left, so give us a call. Elizabeth, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm
taking about, for several years now, I've been taking about 7 medications, mostly daily medications, mostly for migraines, but also for hypothyroid and a bit for depression. Recently, I was, just because of very, very low energy, which has been very severe, was my doctor added some Wellbutrin. So, anyway, so the medications, I'm just going to run down the list, and they are, just so you know, Lyrica, Clonopin, Celexa, Wellbutrin, Atarax, and Subutex. Now, and Synthroid. Now, the thing is I naturally have loose bowels, but because, I guess, of all the medications I've been on for several years, I've been very, very tight. So, my bowels just aren't moving. It's almost impossible to get them moving. Now, I've been trying, I've been taking very regularly, maybe sometimes 2 to 3 Greek yogurts daily, which have a lot more of the probiotics than sort of the ones that are typically advertised on television. But it's not mm-hmm. helping.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question is, what exactly is it? Should I proceed with the probiotic 12, or what else would you recommend? Because I'm just not getting, I think, the nutrients, and obviously, you know, this all starts with the bowel, as they often say.
Well, I know that Dr. Bedell probably would mention this, but I certainly would. Obviously, if you're taking this many medications, that you should always report whatever you think might be a reaction to the medication. If you think that the medication may be causing the constipation, you report this to your physician. That's the first thing. And the other thing is, obviously, probiotics, I think, do have an advantage over fermented foods, although yogurts are fine. They're fine. But some of the bacteria that are cultivated in some of these probiotic supplements, they're a little bit different than the type of cultures that you make yogurt from. And by the way, many of the gut probiotics that are added to yogurt products, that's not really where they belong. They actually belong in the gut to thrive. Yogurt is not the best environment for a bacteria that's found in the gut. Acidophilus and Bifido, when they're added to yogurts, perhaps they're alive when they added them, but it's very difficult to say, to know how long their survival is in a yogurt product. Yogurt, of course, is made by different bacteria, and that bacteria is doing very well in that environment, in the dairy environment. But it sort of wins out over the battle for food in a dairy product over the friendly bacteria that we talk about.
To make a long story short, what Sam is trying to say is that yogurt is fine, and it does contain some of these beneficial bacteria, but not in anywhere near the quantities that you will get when you look at products like the Gyrodophilus and the Nature's Way product, Primadophilus, and all of those things. Okay, so if you're looking for probiotics, ideally you would continue taking yogurt, but you would also take a probiotic supplement to get much higher potencies.
You also may want to take a look at some of the product that we've been advertising, Don, the allergy research flow. The flow product is a unique type of product. We've had a physician from New Zealand who was using it clinically for people who've got severe constipation. It sounds like Flowy, but it's called Flow, and it's by Allergy Research Nutricology. And you, go ahead.
I call it Flowy.
Flowy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flowy. It's Flowy.
What is in Flowy?
Flowy is actually a special kind of kiwi extract. I believe it's also it has enzymes in it and things, some fiber as well, and it could be helpful for constipation. You may want to take a look at that.
Don't forget about magnesium.
A little magnesium wouldn't hurt either. So give that a try, Elizabeth, and thanks for that call. Okay. It's going to wind things down now, so we get that music there, sort of going down the highway on a motorcycle. Sounds like does that sound like right, Don? Don's
well,
a motorcyclist.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. Okay, we're going to pause
at least the motorcycle part.
Yep. Okay, we're going to take a short message right here.
looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the New Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, here we go. Winding down the Wilner window. Don, it was great. We had a good show at Dr. Gittleman, didn't we? All right, we're winding things down this week. This portion of the Wilner window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement, the New Chapter Whole Truth. Okay, you're invited to visit us either of our two stores, our Midtown store at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central, and our downtown store at 253 Broadway. We'll see you next week, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.